of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
Well, I knew that there wasn't any point in hanging around the jail trying to make Sheriff Hemphill believe what Wyatt King had told me. King was right. As long as he kept insisting that I shot him, I wasn't going to be able to convince anybody of the truth. Unless the man who really did shoot him... I was walking down the main street, passing the bank, when I remembered what King had said. A gray-haired fellow with a pot belly, wearing a ready-made suit and a stiff collar and tie. I'd seen somebody who looked like that. I couldn't think where. Where was it? And then I just happened to glance into the bank.
Yes, sir, what can I do? Oh, what? You're Mr. Ponsett, ain't you?
That's right.
My, you sure stirred up a lot of talk, Mr. Ponsett. The whole town,
too. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Well, Mr. Rowan just stepped out for a couple of minutes, but if there's anything I can do...
You're the teller, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Been with the bank for 26 years now.
You don't say.
The name's Jonas Pilgrim, Mr. Ponsett.
Well, pleased to meet you, Mr. Pilgrim.
Of course, if you're in a hurry for something, maybe I could find Mr. Rowan.
No. As a matter of fact, it was you I wanted to talk to.
Me?
Yes. Yes. You see, I've just come from a session with Wyatt King over at the jail.
Oh?
And, he told me about the shooting last night.
Uh-huh. That's real interesting, Mr. Ponsett. Well, I've got some statements to get out now, so if you don't mind, I...
And King told me about the man who did it.
Oh, see.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a funny thing, Mr. Pilgrim. The description he gave me sure fits you right down to that tie you're wearing. And to come to think of it, you're just about the only person in town that does fit.
I don't know what you mean, sir.
Well, you don't, huh? You don't. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Mr. Ponsett.
Yeah?
You won't mention this to anybody else.
Well, I don't see what difference it makes as long as it wasn't you he was talking about.
Well, it might be kind of embarrassing.
Just what do you mean?
Well, all right. All right, I'll admit it to you, Mr. Ponsett. But you got to promise me you won't tell anybody else. You... got to give me your word.
You shot him, huh?
I didn't intend to. I didn't even know who he was. You see, I wasn't here when he held up the bank.
Oh?
I was on my way back to town from Winter Tolliver's ranch. I'd rid out to tell her that her account was overdrawn again.
Uh-huh.
And this fella, he come at me out of the dark. Told me he wanted my horse. I didn't even stop to think. I just grabbed my gun and let fire. I never should have done it, Mr. Ponsett. I don't know what got into me.
You're sorry you shot a man like Wyatt King?
No, not exactly, but it's kind of hard to explain. The fact is, I'm married, Mr. Ponsett. And Matilda, that's my wife, Matilda's kind of particular about some things. She's real particular about me. That's why I gotta wear this doggone collar. Just cuts my neck so I can hardly stand it sometimes.
Is that so?
Well,
yeah, shame. I sure feel sorry for you, Jonas, but I don't see what that's got any connection
with.
Well,
now, Mr. Ponsett, if don't you see, if Matilda knew, if I so much as carried a gun, well, she'd just have a conniption fit. And if she was to find out that I used to be... well, kind of experienced at gunplay. Why, she'd just raise the roof. I don't think that she'd ever let me get out of her sight after that. You see, I never told her that when I was younger, I used to be sort of quick on the trigger.
I'll be doggone. Well, I take it your talents haven't exactly deserted you, huh?
Well, sir, that was the doggonest thing. I wouldn't even had that dang revolver with me, except that Widow Tolliver had given me some money to deposit, and she was real worried about my getting it into town. All right, you see. It was old Smith Tolliver's gun. She insisted on loaning it to me.
I see.
When this Wyatt King jumped up at me, well, I guess some of my old instincts must have come through. Leastways, the next thing I knew, he was laying there in the dirt, not moving.
Yeah, I'll be darned.
Now, mind you, I wasn't a gunfighter in my younger days. But I did kind of manage to shoot my way out of a few scrapes. I guess I don't look much like it now, do I?
Well, a man's liable to do a certain amount of aging, I expect.
Sometimes I think I've done more than my share. Well, anyway, I suppose you can see now why I don't want folks to know what happened last night about me and Wyatt King.
Yeah, I guess you've got a point, Jonas. But I can't go on taking the credit for what you did.
Well, Mr. Punchett, you give me your word on it.
No, I didn't do any such thing.
Well, you sure did. Why, I wouldn't have been telling all this if I
didn't.
What in tarnation? Mr. Hawkins, what's all the rumpus about?
Wyatt King here just broke out of jail.
He broke out of jail?
Yeah, some darn fool forgot to lock his cell. Sheriff thinks he's heading toward Badwater Falls. We're getting a posse together.
For goodness sake.
We won't be needing you, Jonas.
Oh, no. Of course not. No.
But the sheriff was real anxious to have you come along, Mr. Ponsett.
Is that so? Well, I'm sorry. I won't be able to oblige.
But you've already captured Wyatt once.
Well, let's just say that once was enough. As a matter of fact, I'm figuring on leaving town. Which way is Badwater Falls?
South. Due south.
Mm-hmm. I'm heading north. So long. Well, inside of 5 minutes, the whole town of Copper Springs had ridden off in a southerly direction. The male population, that is. I guess Jonas and I were about the only two men that hadn't joined up with the sheriff's posse. In a way, I was kind of relieved that King had broken out of jail. At least I'd be able to leave town without any more of this foolishness about me capturing him. Oh, not that I ever wanted a fellow like King to go free, you understand, but I figured the posse would probably catch up to him pretty soon. He couldn't have had much of a head start. So I headed over to the livery stable to get Scar. I'd already paid for his keep in advance, but the man who ran the stable had gone off with the others, and I didn't feel like sticking around for the refund. Easy, boy. Easy, Scar. I looked around for his saddle. It was lying on the floor over by a pile of hay. And just as I picked it up, I noticed something funny about the hay. It was starting to move.
Just keep holding on to that saddle, Ponsett, and don't reach for your gun.
Wyatt.
If you make a move, I'll ram this pitchfork right through you.
Oh, you're crazy, Wyatt. You'll never get out of town.
There ain't nobody left in town to stop me, except you.
You got a wound in your belly. That'll stop you.
Don't worry about me, Ponsett. I'll make out. Now I'm taking your gun and your horse.
There are plenty of other horses here.
I'm taking yours.
Wyatt.
Shut up or you get a taste of these broncs.
Well, there wasn't any point in my arguing about it, not with a pitchfork digging into my chest. So I waited until he reached out a hand for my gun, and I gave that saddle a little toss. Caught him right in the neck. He went over backwards. I started to go for my holster, but Wyatt stuck out the handle of that pitchfork, and the next thing I knew, I was down on the floor beside him. He banged his fist into my face, and I felt his hands go for my throat. I managed to get up on a knee and flipped him over. I heisted myself onto my knee, but he let loose with a kick, and I went flat again. I got a glimpse of his boot coming into my face, and I just got out of the way in time. And then he missed me and almost lost his balance, and I had time to get on my feet again. I came charging in with both fists again, and one of them whipped past my ear, and the other one smashed into my shoulder. And that left him wide open. I just couldn't leave him lying there on the floor unconscious. I figured it wouldn't be very long before he came to, so I picked him up and carted him across the street where he belonged. The jail was completely deserted, and there wasn't a sign of anybody, but the door to Wyatt's cell was unlocked, so I laid him on the cot inside and pulled the blanket up over him. didn't want him to catch cold or anything like that. And I found the key in the front office and I locked him in.
Hiya, Jonas. Hold up a minute, Jonas.
Mr. Ponson, I thought you'd left town.
I'm leaving right away, Jonas, right away. That is, if you'll do me a little favor.
A favor?
Yeah, you're through for the day with the bank, aren't you?
Oh, yes. We close at 4 o'clock sharp. I'm on my way home now.
Uh-huh. Well, I was wondering if you'd mind putting off your supper a little bit.
Well, Matilda...
Until the posse comes back, that is.
What for, Mr. Ponson?
Well, you see, I was over at the jail just a minute ago, and there's nobody over there watching things while the sheriff's out of town.
Well, I don't see what difference it makes. Wyatt King was the only prisoner, and he's escaped.
Yeah. But even so, you know, suppose somebody were to break in. They could do a lot of damage, you know. The sheriff's probably got some important papers in the file.
No, Mr. Ponson.
No, but you never know, Jonas. You never know about things like that.
Well, I guess the sheriff should have locked up when he left. But I don't see what...
Well, then you won't mind holding down the fort while he's gone.
Well, as long as there aren't any prisoners to look after.
I just wouldn't feel right about running off if there wasn't somebody to mind the jail.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. Ponson, it sure seems to me like you're worrying unnecessarily, but... Well, I guess I can do that much for you.
Thanks, Jonas. I really appreciate it. All you have to do is sit in the front office until somebody shows up.
All right, Mr. Ponson. I'll get right over there.
Go on, Jonas. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Ponson.
Yeah?
I hope you aren't put out about my letting folks think it was you who shot Wyatt King last night.
Oh, I guess I'll get over it.
After all, sometimes it is best if a man takes a responsibility for something, even if he hasn't done it himself.
What? Yeah. Yeah, I guess that. Yeah. Well, I'll be seeing you. I tell you what, I got out of Copper Springs fast as I could. I just wasn't sure how things were going to work out. But then, a couple of weeks later, a copy of the Copper Springs Press caught up with me. And there was Jonas Pilgrim's picture all over the front page. Yes, sir. Great big article telling how the sheriff and his posse had come back to town without finding a trace of Wyatt. And there he was, right in the jail. And there was Jonas Pilgrim snoozing in the front office, calm as a cucumber. Modest Pilgrim, that's what the paper called Jonas. He said he'd tried to deny having anything to do with Wyatt's capture, but the folks in Copper Springs, they just hadn't believed him. Well, it was plain as day that he'd taken Wyatt single-handed. Well, like Jonas said, sometimes it's best for a man to take the responsibility of a thing, even if he hasn't done it.
The Six Shooter is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is written by Frank Burt and is based on a character created by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture, The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Bill Johnstone, Herb Vigran, Junius Matthews, Barney Phillips, and Joel Cranston. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Oh, by the way, you'll be interested in knowing that the Six Shooter has been chosen for broadcast to our men overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Services. This is John Wall speaking. MacDonald Carey stars in Jason and the Golden Fleece tonight on the NBC Radio Network.